A really positive and constructive meeting today between the Minister for Transport, Darragh O'Brien, and Derry City Airport Board. The representatives of the board, including the chief executives of Derry City and Strabane District Council and Donegal County Council, as well as the key officers of Derry City Airport, met with the minister, and the minister confirmed that work is underway by his department to reinstate the Derry to Dublin air link by quarter three of next year. And this was a commitment in the programme for government, and it's something that the minister and indeed the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has been very committed to. And it's really, really positive now for the North West, for Donegal, for Derry, and for all of the North West, that the wonderful facility we have there in Derry Airport can be leveraged to ensure that actually it delivers air connectivity to Dublin, and what that means as well in terms of connectivity to other parts of the world through Dublin Airport. We're very fortunate to have a number of routes out of Derry, including Heathrow, complementing as well the real good connectivity we have into Donegal through Donegal Airport itself. But this will now be a real addition to the region, and I look forward now to building on today's meeting, to continuing to work with Minister O'Brien and all at Derry Airport and the two councils to make sure that this work progresses according to the timeframe set out, and that we get to the stage whereby towards the end of next year we can see the first flights take off again to Dublin from Derry for the first time in over 15 years.
And what is the next step then in that process?
The next step now will be the Department of Transport doing all of the technical preparations required, including through the state aid considerations as well, working within the European Union as well, because there are criteria there that have been met, as well as a market assessment too, in terms of the and also preparation for the tender documents. There will have to be a procurement process to procure the airline, and then the completion of that before we can get to the stage where flights are reinstated. So there's a good bit of work to do, but there's a good bit done as well in terms of preparation here. It's really important that proceeds now according to the timeline. And I think that both the county councils and Derry City Airport have worked really hard to get to this point. And I've been delighted as a local minister working with Minister O'Brien and working with the Taoiseach and working within government to make sure now that through the shared island, we're going to be in a position to see that route funded and see air connectivity once again between Derry Airport and Dublin, and what that means for Donegal and the North West.
And that airlink was very sorely missed. I suppose it's a frequent conversation, is the connectivity issues in the Northwest, lack in rail and that sort of thing. So it's going to be very welcomed to the region as a whole, not just Derry.
It's going to be really important, and it also can be delivered in a reasonably short time frame. Obviously, the Irish government is very committed to working with the Northern Irish government in developing the A5. That's why we've committed €700 million to the development of the project. But that is taking time and will take some more time. But we can, in the meantime, make sure that we reinstate air connectivity to the region through Derry Airport. And this is a really positive step to ensure that's the case. And we have so many positives in our county. We have so many employment opportunities and indeed really, really good companies and different types of employment in the county and in the region. But connectivity of all types is important in terms of maintaining that and growing that. And key to that is a good air transport link. And this link now, the reinstatement of the Derry-Dublin link, will be a really important step forward for Donegal and for the North West.